someone lift him.
Yes.
The darkness wasn't there at all, only light.
Light, that's right.
And I saw many beautiful scenes. I can't exactly describe them because they came and went very rapidly.
Yes.
But there were many beautiful colors.
Yes. You please?
Well, I had a little hard time. It's my first time, right?
Yeah.
And it seemed like I saw a dark opening first of all, and it turned out to be an eye. It looked exactly like your eye.
Yes.
And then I looked through there, I had all different colors of brown, red, and then gold.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like a light in an opening kept coming towards me, and I couldn't quite get there. And that kept going. And then I saw someone on a carpet. Looked like a prince. And about three or four faces of old men.
Don't you recognize anything?
No. No, I didn't.
Some old men, mother.
No, there was one there with a beard.
That's all. You can eat? Now you find it.
Blue sky.
That's all right. Any light of thought?
There was some red in it. Now and then there's some slightest red, but mostly blue sky most of the time.
That's all right. Well, how do you find it?
Oh, I saw your
running
up to your face.
Yes, in light. That's all right. And you, please, you have left us.
I saw many colored lights.
Yes.
And the very high mountain, very beautiful. And lots of flowers.
Yes.
And very strong light.
That's all right. Oh, did you see it today?
Yes.
What did you see?
I saw a blue star.
Hmm.
And then I saw a round circle.
Round circle? What?
Round circle. And then I saw you in it. And then I saw sunlight.
Yeah, I saw you and I saw sun. You will see that each one of you have got some experience that is that light in you, inside. Oh, why often? So there's a regular way up, we have to only transcend the body consciousness, that is the first step. Further, there's still further way up regular. That requires proper guidance to go up, you see. This is only by the way to show you that these things are not mere phantoms or rigmaroles, you see. Definite things that you have to see. And blessed are they who see, open their inner eye and see these things and go through. Anything?
I want to emphasize the meeting tonight at Palm Springs, and the address I want to repeat once again is
I won't be able to tell you anything. You see, I tell you, you can sit in any position most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. That's the only thing. So, the point is when the soul is withdrawn, when you sit in one pose like this, that does not affect any way. You are gone up. And you go ahead under the, protection and guidance of the master within, that's all. So sit, adopt one, any pose which is most convenient to you, I think. Relaxed position, no tension in the body, of course.
Long meditation is more, it's better to take several hours than just an hour
at
various times.
Well, the longer position you have, the better. You see? Because you will thus go ahead from there. You come back against it, the longest hour you can put, the better. Say, you start with half an hour, start to increase that time to 1 hour and like that. Today you all have said half an hour, you see?
When you sit for quite a while, how long do you
say the words and then just listen for the sound.
I think I would advise half and half, equal time to both. Yes, that is better. You'll have wonderfully go on, you see, that way. Like what? You need not watch the time, you see. Sit down, over here, you can enjoy.
How do you know we have
and have? My wife, you see. That is only at the commencement, you see. When you sit in your absorbed, time limit is not watched, you see. And moreover, I tell you, something is inside also guiding, you see. I tell you, when I was, you see, in service, I was just putting in time. So, I just took out, I had a separate room for that, and just I to attend the office, leave office at 9:30 daily. But exactly I returned 9:20. There's something guiding power in it to sense that. Go on.
Master, will you sometime later explain the sound chart?
Yes, sure.
Do you have spoken of it, but I don't understand it.
Oh, that is taken up. I think we might take today or tomorrow evening talk.
It will be taken later.
But today will be a general talk because they want in one talk everything which will be put in.
Yeah. Right.
But I'll put in a detailed talk here, you see, tomorrow day after.
Mm-hmm.
So that we dwell on that subject a little bit longer and that will give more explanation.
Yeah.
Yes, that is useful.
Well, that's what I want.
Sure.
So come on, please, if you have any question, you see, or if you...
When we're meditating,
then,
if we think that the body is in a relaxed position, and then after we've been meditating for a while, we find that we become strange, should we change it, or should we just remain?
Well, that's, you see, if you feel strain, yes, your thought comes in the body, you see, file is strain and very stiff and like that. That is only because your thought comes below. You just remain continually looking to the beyond that you won't feel. You. When you return naturally, when the soul is returned, the body becomes a bit stiff, you see. Yes? I did not follow
you.
He
said, you'd like to know when you're successful in leaving the body, how do you get that?
That power, direct from inside. You don't die.
Yeah, but when you are in that, you can't have to get out of the body. How can you get out of the soul?
Control in the physical body. When you left the body, you control your conscious all the time.
How do you control the astral body?
You are conscious all the time, you see? You are under direction by somebody within.
Well, what if there's nobody there?
No, you are under the protection of somebody when you go in. But even if you are not seen, even then you are under protection of something about which you do not know as yet. You see, that's the only reaction of the past that you go within.
How can you learn?
By taking any places. And you're given the guidance, you're given the guidance, and all the
goals
of
mine.
Yes, sure.
So why can't you do that in your own home?
You want to know why you can't do it alone without anybody else?
Do it if you can. No, nobody is going to, you see, tell you the other way. You came here. Did you have these experiences before as well? You came yesterday. You sat in the meditation chair yesterday, didn't you? You did not come yesterday?
I was here last night.
Last night. You get these experiences before?
Have you had any of this experience before? In our own home.
You do that? You get it? You have these experiences in your home before?
Yes.
Well, that is a reaction of the past, you see, you have it, but you don't know how to proceed further.
Yes.
Yes, that requires guidance and help further. That's a reaction of the past, you see, each man has got his own background, you see. That you get now, but you don't know how to handle it, how to go further. That requires further direction and help, you see.
What you had, that's all right. That's a reaction of what you have already earned in your past. You're right, you see what?
Life comes from former reincarnation form. Now, yes, in order to go further, you have to have
further guidance and help, you see. Proper way to, you will put on proper, what, to whatever extent your progress, that's all right, that's thanks to your credit. But how to go further, that requires further help, you see. This is just like a man, you see, leaves one school or college, he has read up to certain class there, then when he goes to the other college, then he only starts from ahead, not start ABC again. So what you have earned already, that stands to your credit, comes to you even on as far. And that divine does not know well what to do further, how to go further, how to control this and that. For that thing, further guidance and help is required, you see. From a man who knows something of the beyond.
What will be your subject today?
I think there, because there is one talk over there, I will just see the general way, outer man, inner possibilities. Because in one talk you cannot dwell in detail on each and every subject, but I will give it digest to show what is the digest of the whole resume of the I've been teaching of the same, in a one touch, little by little. I'll commence with the outer man, you see, and how they know the inner man and what way up inside. That's all. That will be interesting. This subject is very long, I see, but some, if the people want in one talk, then only just these things to be given.
You just want it all at once.
You will have at least some bird eye view of the whole thing, you see. No, I mean those who have not been yet initiated, some charged words are to be given to them. Until then, just we have the sweet remembrance of God, is this also? Yes, that is it. But any only a photo kill.
Do you practice any healing of the body?
Well, I have not done that for the reason, you see, that can be done.
Well, here's a little book with her back hurting her.
Well,
now, I have.
But I am not.
If you work on her,
yes,
you
know, no.
Just I work on her.
I tell you, in the therapy or whatever, in the scientific way, you do treat it. But don't, I think, direct your whole force, your whole will force, and everything goes that direction. That will be lower for sure. Best wishes you can have. That's all right.
No, but I mean, now that she is sick, would you suggest I work on her and try to help her?
Just not taking as a healing, you see, profession by thought force, that I won't suggest, you see. For
but,
the reason
but
I said.
You're a physiotherapist.
Yes, that's it.
There's my profession.
That's all right. That makes no difference.
And
because that's a regular science, you have it anyway, but what I'm aiming at, you see, and the people are just driving at about the healing question,
yes.
That I would not. So yes, please. For the reason, you see, suppose there is a 1 gallon of water with you, we have to distribute. You just finish, you see. And after that, if you just get some perennial source, contact with the perennial source, you may be giving out hundreds and thousands of gallons of water. Then you won't be exhausted. I would like that you be in contact with the Godhead in you, then even without your wishing, wherever you go, they will have some effect, you see, without even wishing for it.
I just kind of feel like giving her the gallon of water.
Then you must be exhausted. You must be exhausted then. That is not being required. Well, that is to your, I think, detriment. I won't advise that. Because, you see, for the reason I'm telling you, if you contact with the perennial source, you may be getting hundreds and thousands of gallons daily. But whatever you are gained, you have to recoup and then give it. That power which has to just to be utilized in some higher purpose, we are just utilizing it in the lower pursuit. We have best wishes and peace for all the world of ours. That's right. Send out your best wishes. But first have something and then give. That's the only thing.
You offer something to give
her. Well, you give it if you can, but that will exhaust. Get you. Then again you will feel empty. Instead of having that power come in contact with the perennial soul, then that won't be exhausted at all.
Master, you mean if I give her, I will be exhausted?
Surely. You'll feel like that.
I never have.
Then that means you're
not... But I will?
Yes, surely.
For about 50 years I have been doing
this. No, that's only, you see, in a way that you have been doing your profession, you see.
Mm-hmm.
As a professor you have become expert with some, you see, some rays coming out of your hands and everything that helps.
But I always feel lifted and full of life, never tired.
That's all right. Go on, do it.
I want the best life. But I'm not contrary. I'm asking for advice.
I mean, I'm giving you my advice, you see. In very clear words, you see. No doubt about it, you see. I've given very clear terms, you see. If you come in contact with the higher things, you see, you have peace for all the world. Whenever you go, now you direct your attention. In that case, even you have not to direct your attention, even that the people will be here. That's a still higher thing. Yes, is anybody wants me? How do you find? Did you see him?
Yes, first there was a very, very bright light and it seemed like I saw a figure.
Yes, in very bright light saw the figure. Did he talk to you?
No.
No, no. You please? How did you find? Did you forget your body for a while?
Part of the time.
Yes. And for that period, did you see any light?
Yes.
What sort of light?
I can't describe it.
Any old bright light, red light, sunlight, moonlight? There was strong light, some sort of light, no darkness. Did you see darkness or light? When you forgot your body, at that time you were just looking before you. Was there any light?
No.
And what was that? Pitch dark? Were you conscious or gone to sleep?
No, I didn't go to sleep.
Yes, you're conscious. Then you're looking something before you.
I was conscious and I was trying to do as you suggested, repeating the name of God.
Very, very slowly. But did you see something before you? Darkness or what? At least when you close your eyes you see the darkness. That's the minimum thing. Was there dark, all pitch dark, like cloudy sky or dusky light, or what?
Well, I don't think it was more like darkness, I don't know.
Oh, that light was there, that's all. Keep this, how do you find?
My body was under tension good part of the time, but lost consciousness part of the time.
Yeah.
And I saw golden light pulsating and shot across.
Yeah.
With rather bright yellow lines of bright yellow. Pulsation more or less a beat, a rhythm. It was regular and come and go.
That's all. You?
I saw a black spot.
Yes.
And then stars, a violet light.
Star, was there any big star over there?
A large sun, a very bright sun.
Mm.
And I seemed to see an Oriental bazaar.
Uh-huh.
And then the beautiful landscapes of cities and trees and the like.
Yes, that's all right. You?
I saw magical lights. Red, white, yellow,
purple,
golden light, single eye,
sun arise.
Sunrise.
Yes. You, please.
It was all night.
Yes.
I didn't see any darkness at all.
That's all right.
And I thought I saw fleeting figures at times, white clothes, but they were indistinct. But then I became conscious that I was looking here instead of focusing there.
Yes.
Is that important?
Then
I mean, should one think
those figures which you saw were not
here? Yes. This
was
the direction instead of
yes. There is no question of direction. You just behold you whatever is there. Right. You couldn't recognize the figures.
Well,
white clothes.
Yes. I thought I saw you and your master.
Yes, surely both of them do come. That's not right. It is all his gracious. You, please.
Just the violet light and a little of the golden light.
Yes. And you, please.
Well,
little louder, light, please, if you don't mind.
I started through the light, and then there seemed to be a globe revolving. And there seemed to be an eye that I either passed through or dissolved in front.
Mm.
Through the tunnel, out into the light, and then I sort of came back.
You,
dear, in the beginning, I lost the body consciousness.
Yes, surely that is the first step.
And after that, I saw green light.
Yes.
Green. All of it was green, but shiny, very shiny. Then it turned into violet. In the background of that violet, a great big mountain of white light, as if though it was a great big shield when the sun is shining on it and the
green scintillating light.
That's it.
Yes.
A big mountain of light. And after that, I saw small, insignificant to me things. And then I began to feel the body again.
Sorry. And you, please.
I saw the beautiful green light.
Yes.
Beautiful pale green light at first. But yes. These irregular horizontal bright yellow lines that go through.
Yes, yes.
And then a blue which seemed a little clearer in the sky. And many little white lights would come and go and move about.
Just always look into the middle, you see. Don't you be spending in the light. Look always into the middle.
And then red light.
Yes,
yellow,
strong one.
Not too strong. Red and yellow, and then the red patch with the gray mixed in with it.
And you, please.
Master, I was never completely lost, shall we say. I was always aware that I was here, but I did experience these fluctuating different shades of gray and black. That's about all I can say. I heard that pounding over there. And was
oh, yes.
not considering that.
What the boys were doing on the job this morning.
you went to sleep.
More
most probably.
Kind of a twilight.
Yes, less of it. Anyhow, when you sit wide awake, quite cut off from the outside side, sometimes when not, position is sometimes not correct, but at least you have the light other day. You please?
Light. Very bright.
Yes.
Then I saw a lotus like flower. Then the scene changed, and I saw the ocean and the sun shining as in the daytime.
Yeah.
And again it changed as if my face was turning this way, and the master sounds.
That's all.
And master here.
Very much. That's all. That is all his grace. You please.
Started out dark.
Yes.
A little white, piercing, little light there. And from that, this went into a large light.
Yes.
And then from then I saw mountains like I was above them. On the peaks, it was shining.
Yeah.
And then
that's all. You
couldn't stop hearing, miss.
That's all right. You're hearing all the time. Sound was very strong. What sort of sound? What kind of sound?
I just heard noises.
Outside. You did not concentrate.
I just couldn't stop listening. Couldn't stop hearing.
But always, you see, I tell you one thing. When you resist anything, you cannot control. Simply, you have to divert your attention from one thing to the other. For instance, there are noises outside, you see? They are disturbing you. You say, no, I don't like to hear, don't like, you're all the same hearing, you see? The best way is...
I didn't rebel again today, but I just couldn't stop listening. I couldn't stop hearing.
No, that's the point is like that. Now I will tell you how to divert from there, you see? What is before you, just try to look minutely with full attention, minutely. When you think of a very tiny thing, you put in whole attention there to see it.
I saw great big golden discs going away from you like that.
Oh, that's all right. Something there. You please. Yes, yes.
First it was the dark blue sky.
Yes.
And then it changed from blue to a gold. And then it kept getting lighter, and then it was just
bright,
like on
midday
sunlight.
Yes. You please. Let's little louder, please. Yes.
Wireless.
How do you call?
I saw nothing.
You forgot your body?
No.
No. Breathing going on. Are you conscious of the breathing? No.
Very quiet this time.
Beg pardon?
The breathing was very quiet and subdued this time.
No, you forgot your breathing, is it?
I forgot breathing.
That's all right. This is your first step at least. Because unless you see the thought of we are in the breathing, naturally you cannot go. And that's all. At the time when you forgot the breathing for a while, you just looking to before it was all pitch dark, just like some cloudy sky or something like that. Like what?
It was dark.
Pitch dark or less dark than degrees of darkness, you see?
Well, it's the same kind of darkness I always see when I close my eyes.
When you close your eyes, naturally, you see, sometimes we see not very much dark, you see. But you are dwelled, you see, when you are dwelled light, you are closed and you see the light at once. But as you are already on, you see, that comes to you. That is what I mean to you. I want to little differentiate, you see. Usually, when you close your eyes, it is dark. When that becomes sometimes less, something more pitch dark, you see. Something like that, or something in that we find is more dark than less dark than opens and like that. Did you find something like that?
Well, all I can say is it's the same kind of darkness I see whenever I close my eyes.
You follow my point? I want to differentiate, you see. And the same darkness, at least it is all pitch dark. There is a difference between the pitch dark and the less dark, you see. It is something like the sky, you see. Cloudy sky, or dark sky, or sometimes it is pitch dark, sometimes less dark, you see. At least you can differentiate between the pitch and the less dark, you see, not? It is always less dark, or more dark, you see. Just to differentiate yourself, that's why I'm putting before you where you are.
So yes. It was not pitch dark.
That's
so
all right.
A grayish dark with...
Grayish dark, that's all right. This is what I want to know. If it is grayish dark, then that's all right. When you forget the body, and that gray dark, you begin to look into it, that gray dark will go away and more light will come back to you. Back. There's hope. Don't you disheartened. This is what I mean to you. You please? You are thinking all the while of the outside things?
Sometimes. At the beginning, I was at ease and everything, but... I became conscious, my back hurt.
Oh, back hurt, that's all. When you are aching body, then what can be done? Even I tell you, even if your body is aching, I tell you, you just wish you get your natural health once in that aching is not felt. You little concentratively, you would see. You please.
I
have
nice
Yes? That's all right. You please.
At the early part, I got a lot of jerky readjustments within the body framework as I got my concentration on the pituitary body. Some of them were quite jerky. And then towards the last, I got a very bright lighting up of the
Yes.
body there, and I thought maybe I was deceived and that the
sun.
I opened my eyes to
Yes.
make sure, and of course that
it was not so.
That it wasn't so. And
that's
I didn't get back the great light that I saw, but I did see a very bright.
That's all. Right. The light is inside. You see. Now about avoiding this jerking. You see, I told you when you sit, don't you think of the body. Even you don't think of the eyes and the forehead, you see. With the inner eye, look, you won't have this jerky feeling. You, please. Hello? You. What did you find?
I found, at first, I found a purple light.
Yes.
It went into a real light, what the women call baby blue.
Oh, that's all right.
And then it went from that back into a white light again.
Yes.
And about that time, these up here began to do something.
Oh, that's so your eyes are so wonderful. You just, please.
Not all right, because this went down a certain, looks like a mountain.
First day of your experience, you come to you, please.
There's a pretty black cloud in front of the sun.
Yes?
It kept going away. The bank will go away.
You think?
Everything was great, Master.
Yes?
How much body consciousness?
Body consciousness, there.
Tired.
And then you got some gray, not dark. You feel all right?
Yes, I have the yellow light. I saw a wimple in the center of it. And I was not sure. I saw the same form.
Yes, yes, surely. You come up and talk to you. Well, they are built and what are you doing? Well, Master will come and tell you, you see, well,
yeah, well, I'm very well pleased, very happy about it.
Yes, you please.
I saw the purple according to this.
Yeah.
And two, several times, yellow, red.
You?
Master, I saw you sitting there in front of me and the one thing.
That's all right. It is always this. He is working, I am working perfectly.
That's my body and I was floating in
the mountain
down
below me. Yes. And I became
body conscious
and
I saw the
circle
of real bright yellow light with a purple center.
Yes.
Conscious of
you, please.
I felt the
bones
traveling up and down.
Yes. Well, Danny, how do you find it? Very much tired?
Blue sky, and in that place, a faint two
stars.
Small stars, like you'd see them through a veil.
Yes,
I may say this is the third time, but I wouldn't tell it before I thought I was.
No, you're sure.
I thought you imagined it.
But I wanted to be sure. This is the third time I've seen it.
Well, look here. I tell beforehand, don't imagine anything, you see? Don't visualize anything. Have no prepossessed idea. What else about here? These things are there, they come of themselves. Simply when you enter in, you see further way up. You see? You get the happy people going, and these things are what have been experienced not by us, but those masters who came in the past, they have given in books, you see. When you come to this, I mean this place, everybody will see there's a board outside, and there's a pole there, and there is a tree here, and there's that, and that. It's a regular way up, you see.
Very fleeting, Master, very fleeting, only for...
And it will be all right, you see, now... Yes. Yes.
Well, I had a pretty active mind this morning when I saw scenes.
I saw blue sky and sun rising.
Yes,
and there was a great beautiful garden, and one child was playing there, in the presence of the masters.
That's all right. Well, we are concerned with the master, not with the child playing. That's all. You'll find this requires time factor, you see. More time to be put in. This is only by the way, you see, now half an hour you said. You put in what I have said, that at least 1 hour to each practice in the morning and the same in the evening and at night, you'll go like anything, you see.
How much time?
Yes, it
is.
Beg pardon?
How much time in this hour in the morning is to be devoted to repetition?
Well, I tell you, there's no hard and fast rule. If you do it very, in an accurate way, even less time gives you more results. You're just trying, clutching, effort, making effort, this and that. In that case, the time is lost. Just as I explained to you just now, before sitting for meditation, you that way, that gives you quick results, you see. There's no hard and fast rule for that. Suppose a man may be sitting 8 hours, I tell you, not in the grid, he will have nothing. He will sit in this way a few minutes even, he will have something. So the very efforts we make, you see, that stands in the way. Effort should be there, but effortless effort, the word I use, effortless effort, you see. Just continue looking sweetly into what is before you. That will, first it is generally pitch dark, then less dark, then grey dark, grey colour, then that further you continue to have it. But let there no be, you see, you want this thing, that has come or that has not come. No, don't think. If at all you have to think anything, that is about the judgments. One by one, very, very slowly, so that inner gaze is not disturbed. That's the main point. You please?
How long?
Well, I tell you, when I came to my master, well, Hashem, when I came to my master, I asked him what time I should put in, you see. He told me 5 to 6 hours at least, and the maximum you can.
No, I didn't know how long.
The master said, how long should he repeat the names?
Well, 1 hour each, I told you, there are two practices. First practice, 1 hour. Second, hearing the sound, 1 hour. In the morning and similar in the evening and night, 4 hours at least. You can't put in the beginning 4 hours, start from two and come up to four.
No, Master, I mean as you meditate.
Yes.
Consciously.
Yes.
How often, how long do you repeat the name?
No number required. You see, simply you have to get the help from the charging of the words, you see. But your inner gaze should not be disturbed, and that is to help you against any negative power affecting you.
The reason I ask, because it's hard to lose
body consciousness.
Yes, when you come about the body, you have to repeat that thing very, very slowly, I told you. Maybe at intervals. Maybe at intervals, so that your inner gaze is not disturbed. That's the main point.
But you should repeat intervals. Repeat the name slowly, even if you stop a little while. Keep on repeating them while you're doing that first part.
But your inner gaze must continue, you see? Oh,
yes.
That's this one.
But I can do that, and still, when I'm trying to repeat those charges or names, I remain conscious to do that.
Yes, surely you must be conscious, you see? Body should not be conscious. You must be unconscious of the body, but you must remain conscious. Otherwise, what is the use of it? You go to sleep, then what is going to happen?
But in other words, you shouldn't be thinking of the names. You should be letting them come through slowly without thinking of them.
The meaning, you mean.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You do not be dwelling on the meaning of the words, you see. Simply repeating those, sweetly those words, mentally.
What things are we doing?
What names? They you receive when you're initiated. If you aren't initiated, then think of God or something.
In the meantime, you have to sweet remembrance of God, you see. When regular initiation gives everything detailed, I think that takes 2 to 3 hours or 4 hours like that. You see, some theories explained and then practice is given, just like you have some experience. Regular practice for the 2 kinds of given.
I want to remind you all there's another meeting tonight at 7:30, which of course will be the last one here in Beaumont. And all that want to travel along with us to Hollywood and further on, we're going to be very, very happy to have you.
Yes, those who like, they're welcome. You will see how great are the Master is working, you find. Oh, it will be coming, you see, to each one of you. What do you want? So many pieces, what will you do with these photographs? And that let this come off itself immediately, you see, that's the proper thing. Sometimes these photographs stand in our way, I tell you, wow. When you just think of the photographs, that photograph of the cardboard and that comes before us, that is wrong, mind that. You are not to worship the, mind that the photos, not the least. Simply that is just like a remembrance of your friend, somebody, you see. Master used to tell me, if you just keep it just a photo of your some friend or relative, you see. But if you just meditate on the photo, that is wrong. Let that come off itself within, you see. That is for the sweet, reminding you of the Master. That's all. Nothing more. I tell you, if you hear any voice coming, don't listen to it. Tell him to come forward and appear to you. And when that comes up and appears, then repeat, even that is the form of the Master, even then repeat the 5 days. To test the genuineness of it, you see. If that form stands before the repetition of the 5 names, then go to him, talk to him, or anything you like. Sometimes this, you hear some voice, and you see, that is from the negative power I've seen. He said, well, look here, can't you recognize I'm your Master? Such like, also I said, you hear, that I'm talking to you, I'm such and such. He will make, you see, just resembling your voice, the Master's voice. But he cannot, when he appears, he cannot make the eyes and the forehead like the Master, you see. The eyes are palish, yellow, you see. And the forehead is small. Generally, you carefully observe. Even then, even if it is your real Master with all that, just repeat, to be on the safe side, repeat the 5 names. If that form does stand, then that's it. Then go on, talk to him. And these vices, you see, when they come, sometimes they turn out to be true. And at other times they are not true, you see.
Master, many times before I have seen many negative personalities coming before me.
Yes.
And now, since I received those names,
yes,
I had them again. And the moment I repeat those,
they go away.
They're gone.
Surely.
They're gone. Before I had to have a hard time to declare them.
Surely, you're right.
Now they're gone.
These five words are, you see, great protection. You see, against all negative power. I think there was Mrs. Gentil somewhere here. She used a very, I tell you, something of the spirits overtaking her. She could not sleep for months. She was running here and there to one another somewhere to find some rescue who can help him. Well, somebody wrote to Mrs. Hughes, God, if you wrote to me this such like a condition, can any help be extended? I tell you, I'll initiate him. Give instruction for initiation. She was given. The same day when he got the initiation, she slept. The negative power left him. It does happen inside. There is more deception than outside, mind that. Don't go. Kualala Rung says, well, never enter a step within without a master, you see. There is more deception, there is more protection required inside than outside.
Does
the concentration of the white light coming down from above holding you,
do you recognize that as a protection against the negative forces?
Those words, five words, which are given at the time of initiation, those are charged. Charged words given at the time of initiation, those are that is the protective weapon against to save you.
Concentrating on a white light.
White light does come, that's all. Even the negative power might appear and deceive you. That's, you see, where you have to cross to go further ahead. When you see the light, just look in with that will give you further way up, you see. These are the stages you have to cross to, that's all.
I've always felt that was a protection, you see.
No, no, that's that light suffuses, you see, the whole body, you feel bliss, that's all right. And within that some negative power might appear.
Oh, it might.
Yes, if anything comes forward, well, defeatify this. That will just differentiate, you see, between the wrong and the right.
Master, what is the best posture, position? Sit on a chair, to sit cross-legged on the floor, or what is...
Well, I think you have not followed my words again, I may repeat. Sit in any pose you like, most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. I think, is there any doubt left?
No.
These poses are, you see, meant for the yoga practices, you see. In which you have to just withdraw your prana current, you must sit that way, like that. In this is a natural yoga, you see. In this, you have to simply relax and go up.
Should the back be kept straight, or one knee back on the back with chair?
Well, this is what I say. All the time we are just considering over the body. Well, I told you, in any pose, of course you must sit straight, otherwise you'll fall down. You follow? Why you should sit straight? Because the body, the cloud of earth, when your spirit is withdrawn, you'll fall down. You sit at right angle, you see? You won't fall. That's all. That's the purpose. But even if you sit in any position, I tell you, and you are withdrawn, that makes no difference. I've seen some people very sick, could not sit it, just like that they could have sit. All right, just think of that, they got up, you see. Pose is, I think we have to forget only an easy pose, you see, in which you can sit longer, without any trouble to your body. That's all. But you should not go to sleep, mind that. That's the main thing. That's the main thing, you see. You must be wide awake. That's all.
Is it all right to have something to prop the elbows on for listening to the sound current?
Yes, yes, you might have. But I tell you, the position on the foot, sitting on the foot, that posture which I explained to you, that is the best. In that you have withdrawal also from the body. But if you are not accustomed to that, in the beginning you might take help. sit by the cot, give your cot as a support to your elbows, that so that your arms may not be tired. You see that sound? When that sound, you see, becomes audible by regular practice, that will be heard without closing your ears all the time, during time of the day. What we should, you see, at the time of giving time to practice, we should do wholly and solely that practice, you see. Try to learn one thing at a time, you see, to do one thing at a time, wholly and solely. When you are out of the practice, let not your mind remain vacant. Vacant mind is the home of devil mind. Always keep it occupied, either in your work, what you have to do. When you are off, let it be, either in sweet remembrance of the Master, repeating the five names, or hearing the sound. Vacant hour should be spent in that. When you are work, work is worship. Do fully, wholly and solely. When you have the work, it is only those moments in which you receive impressions from outside, and when you sit for your practice, those things again come up to your mind, you see. That will go to help your concentration as well.
Master, you just said you could hear the sound current without
closing. Yes, surely. All the time, all during the day.
Would it be a sound current of person here if you heard, thought you heard a breeze when there was no air stirring?
Yes.
Would that be what you call a sound?
Yes, you'll hear the sound of the bells ringing, you'll hear the very sweet flute, all the time, very giving you intoxication, you see. When that is done.
How about if you thought you heard a lot of birds singing?
Well, that's the lower sounds.
No, but I mean, they weren't.
I say that is the lower sound.
Oh.
I told you,
there
are 10 kinds of sound we hear, these are the lower sounds. We'll try to catch the higher.
Is the humming sound like a roar? Is that a lower sound?
I tell you, humming sound, you see, just like there are humming sounds, so many that follows, say, outer ringing of the bell as well, you see. Once it is stuck, then after that, goes up.
Right,
yes, then further that also resembles something like after drum beat. So you just carefully hear what is that will differentiate it. You'll find the humming sound of a bell or a drum beat. You see? Yes, that's right. That's good light. Good sound. Yes, let it. You will hear, I tell you, all through during the day, even while you are at work. Yes, that is it. That's straight, you see. That will keep always control of your mind. Won't let it go away, you see.
Master, is it possible to have heard those all the time and not known what they were?
What?
Is it possible to have heard those sounds all the time and not realize them for what you say they are? Just didn't know.
I don't follow what you said.
I've heard those sounds before.
That's right. I tell you. Man has his, each one of us has our own background, you see, reactions of the past. We do have those things, but we do not recognize what they are and how we can transcend further. Whatever we have earned before, that comes up before you. And you are not knowing what it is. You follow me? Now you are put on the way regular, know how to go further and progress further. What you earn, that is to your credit, that will come. But until you are told by somebody how, what is the further way up, you simply see this is all hallucination why it was coming, you see. But these are facts.
Does the humming sound mean much? And even if I don't know where it comes from within me someplace.
Yes.
Yet I cannot tell whether it's from the head or from the chest. It just comes when I get into concentration. Nothing. It is almost inaudible. instead of being audible, it is almost inaudible. But
very faint.
Very faint.
Yes, that will grow stronger when you develop. That will grow stronger. This, you see, Balaram Rupa has referred to this kind of thing, you see. He says, when sound is coming from where, I do not know, from the right or the left or the below or the higher, which way, what to do? Just put your face yourself to the, what is the condition where the Moses saw the light, he references, you see. And that was from above, you see. To hear the sound, when you hear the sound, you just don't look.
Would you please write something out of here?
What would
anything?
Anything
you'd like to.
I like to.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what should I like? Tell me.
I thank you very much.
The highest mission of a man's life is to know oneself and to know God. Life does not consist in having possessions, you see. Life consists in just coming in the higher life, coming in contact with the higher life. I say, to be infused with the higher life within. We are conscious beings, and if this conscious entity, which we have, comes in contact with the all consciousness, that will be infused with still more consciousness. Who is alive? Guru Nanak gives a definition of the same thing. He says, only he is alive, O Nanak, whose soul has come in contact with all consciousness, which is God. All others are all dead, though they are moving, you see. They are doing so many things, but they are not alive in the terminology of the saints. They give an example just like the bellows, you just use it for just giving air to blow up fire. He simply he takes breathing just like a dead bellow, you see. So, out of the so many men now seen moving on earth, how many they are really speaking are alive? So the highest aim is just to be alive, you see. To know oneself and to know God. The question arises, how to know God? Well, we must know ourselves first.
then the question of knowing God arises. First we have to know ourselves. Until we know ourselves, we cannot know God, for the reason that it is the soul that has to know God, not the intellect, not the vital layers, not the organs of sense, nor the outgoing faculties. So unless we analyze ourselves, that self which is now infusing life into the physical body and lives at the time of death, which is the day of the great final change, unless we know that self, that is our real self, inner self, we cannot know God. How we stand now? We all, as it were, become the body itself, so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves from the body. Intellectually we do, but practically we cannot rise above the body consciousness. So self-knowledge precedes God knowledge. And for that, naturally it is now a practical subject, how to know oneself, and then our very self, you see, will be able to know or see God, you see. Old Greeks had to say the same thing, Notis Eden, which means know thyself. Guru Nanak also puts it, so long as you do not know yourself, this grand delusion of the in which we are now moving cannot be set aside. Christ also had to say the same thing, know thyself. Kabir had to say the same thing, you see, as Guru Nanak did. So the question arises first to know ourselves, then to know God. So to know God is the highest mission of a man's life. Now God made man, and man made social legions. Social legions were made for the uplift of man. Social legions were made for man, and man was not made for social legions. There's a vast difference between the two. We have to make the best use of the social legions that we are now having. And what for? To help you to prepare the ground for knowing yourself and knowing God. That is the ultimate goal of a religion. The outer part has to do, outer part of the religion has much to do with the physical body. You see? Inner religions is just contacting the soul with God. That is one for all. There may be differences in the non-essentials of a religion, but there is no difference in the essentials thereof, you see. All social religions have holy scriptures. And all holy scriptures are a fine record of the masters who came in the past, showing how did they know God themselves and how they didn't know God, you see. The experiences that they had with themselves and the very over self, those were recorded in the holy scriptures which are with us today. And what the holy scriptures now say? That God resides in every heart. Body is the temple of God. Body is the two masks. Body is the two church in which you reside as well as God resides. So until we know ourselves, you see, by self-analysis, we cannot know God. This is the question. This is the question of the mystery of life, which once enters the heart of a man, that is the greatest day, I would say, in the life of a man, because that will find solution someday. I quoted you the instance of Buddha, that he went to the city for just a pleasure trip, and where great arrangements, you see, on a grand scale, were made to just receive the prince in the city. When he was passing by, he just saw an old man with sunken eyes, haggard face, lean and body, you see, trembling. He had a stick in the hand but could not support himself. He naturally asked what it is. And he was told that body becomes old. Further he saw a dying man gasping for breath. That further added to his mystery what it is. And he was told that man has to leave the body. That's the ultimate fate a man has, is to have, you see. Further on, when he went out of the city, he saw some four men carrying the dead body of a man to the cremation place. Then he again asked what it is, and he was told, well, we have to leave these bodies. That mystery of life, what it is, that is now residing in the body and leaves the body on a certain date which you call death. That we have to know that we are. Unless we know that self which leaves the body, you see, we cannot know God. Now question is, how can we know? That's the first step. What is the necessity for knowing God? If you have to learn any subject, you see, any line you have to take out, naturally you have to seek the company of some teacher who is adept in that way. First, when you go to that teacher, naturally, because he is already expert in that way, he knows practically all pros and cons of the subject, you see. You go to him, he simply teaches what to do and what not to do. The first thing that he tells us, well, is you have pure lives, chaste lives, ethical lives. Because ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. You see? That is why all saints who came in the past laid stress on this subject. They said, well, look here, you must qualify yourself for just enabling to yourself to see God. This is what Christ said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This is what also Guru Nanak said, you see. He said, suppose you have got some of your clothes stained with blood, you say it has become defiled, you simply wash it, clean it. He said those men who are just squeezing the blood of the others, you see, how can they know God, you see? Their heart becoming pure. So he says, well, what you should do? He says, take the name of God with a pure heart. And he was told, well, all the world over, they are going on saying prayers, attending churches, temples and other things, and they are going on with their own ways of living, which they are already having. He says, such like people are on the wrong side. He says, they cannot see God. For seeing God, man must have a clean life, you see. An ethical life is a stepping stone to spirituality. For instance, if you have to join a medical college, you see, you may belong to any social religion you may belong, but the qualification to join the medical college is that one must have passed the FSC or the BSc examination. If he has qualified that way, he is a fit person to join the medical college. And as he joins there, he learns at the feet of whom? Those who are fully adept in the science of the physical life of the body. Similarly, when a man wants to take up this way, to know God, that requires a qualification of having a chaste life, not to think of others, evil of others, be truthful, you see, and have love for all, hatred for none. You see, when people went to Christ, they want to know how should we should behave with others. He says, what prophet Moses has advised you? He says, well, nail for nail and tooth for tooth and nail for nail. Then he said, well, on account of the hard-heartedness, of your hard-heartedness, he gave that commandment. Then what do you have to say? He said, well, I say, love one another. Then he said, well, look here. What about those who are our enemies? He says, love thy enemies. That's the way of the saints, I tell you. The Sermon on the Mount, given by Christ, and the eightfold path of the Buddhas, and the Yama, Niyama, and the Sadachar way of the Eastern masters, all speak of the same. Love and all things shall be added unto you. Guru Gobind Singh, the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, he says, well, look here, understand, hear me, O all people. Well, those who love only, they know the God, you see. And that is what Christ also said, you see. Those who do not love one another, do not love, they cannot love God, cannot see God. God is love. Our souls are of the same essence as that of God. It is also love. And the way back to God is also love.